Welcome to Midtown Sound. I'm Jessica Schneider, owner of Junkie Clothing Exchange, and I'm with my co-host Heather Puckett.
Hello.
And Jamie, what can I call you? The producer, the director, the manager, the head cheese? What do I call you?
I think producer Jamie. That's cool.
And Jamie's in the studio helping us because we really aren't DJs. She's thank God for Jamie.
You're doing great.
She's helping us.
Yeah, we need all the direction we can get.
But I'm also going to just stay out of the way and let this roll because you guys
we're doing rolling.
Jess and I have a romantic chemistry.
We're real romantic.
It's
here.
Magical in Studio X when the Junkie Girls are here,
The lighting's light. I was going to ask Heather to marry me. I almost cussed. Oh, God.
Producer Jamie will edit you
okay.
out.
Okay. I was saying, was getting weird. Okay. We're going to go into our first set of songs. I've been single for a while now, and so I'm having fun with it. I'm coming into my own.
You just said you're going to marry me.
I'm not a lesbian. I'm heterosexual, but I would marry you. You're gonna be taking care of me when I'm older. So you have that to look forward. You have to look forward to wiping my bum. So I've been kind of like out there dating. I met this guy. He only on the jukebox played Roger Miller. So we're gonna go into that chug-a-lug, and it was on the Righteous Gemstones because I really want to marry Danny McBride, the guy that did Eastbound Down. Please watch both of those shows. But we're gonna go into Chug-a-Lug by Roger Miller, and then we're gonna come back and talk about Midtown District right here on 100.1 The X.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade, brought to school by a friend of mine in after class. Me and him and this other fool decided we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so I held myself. First time for everything, my ears still rang. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered this covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill. I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. I said, let me have a big old sip. I done a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-chug-a, chug-a, yeah.
We'll be right back. 반도로 시키긴 들어와야.
This is the Midtown Sound, only on 100.1 The X.
Happen to me, I'm so free.
was St. Vincent on 100.1 The X. The song is Los Ageless, and this is the Midtown Sound. My name is Heather Puckett, and I'm with Jessica Schneider, owner of Junkie Clothing Exchange. And we have some really awesome new neighbors across the street from Junkie.
We sure do, Heather.
One of them, Pangolin Cafe. It's a really, really good coffee shop, and they give you a free piece of Turkish delight with every coffee.
I have not been because I've been kind of busy going to New Orleans and open a store in New Orleans, which I'm opening a store in Vegas. So Heather's been running the show. So I've heard nothing but good things about this. What is a Turkish candy? Please tell me.
So Turkish Delight is kind of like it's kind of gummy, and it's cut into squares and has powdered sugar on it, and it comes in different flavors. And I don't really know anyone else that makes it, but they like straight up only make Turkish Delight, and their coffee is really good.
And did you meet the owner when you went over there?
Yes, he is very, very nice.
I'm going to go do that today.
And he's covered in powdered sugar all the time. It's hilarious.
How adorable.
Like Cafe Du Monde in New Orleans, like just covered in powdered sugar.
And then the Emerson opened, that's right across the street. They do like drag shows and stuff. And then there's a couple businesses that's opened in Midtown. I used to have, Heather, my finger on the pulse when I was the president of Midtown District. And now Casey from Soup is, she's doing an amazing job. Oh my God, that's opening. Midtown is growing so much and new things are happening. I can't even keep up, which is exciting. Midtown is the place to be.
There's also a new salon in that same, all these businesses are right next to each other across the street from Junkie, right where that crosswalk is, Sanctuary Salon. The girls in there are really nice, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I used to have a kid's store across the street, Sippy's, in that building right across the street. But I opened up a kid's store because I've failed many times as an entrepreneur. I love it when I hear somebody say, oh, you're Junkie successful because you came from money, which I came from Topaz Trailer Park. Why, that is funny. Or it was just luck. It's 12 years later. It was really hard work. It's still hard work. But I love startups. So you guys, ex-listeners, I opened up a kid's store. And guess what? I don't even really like kids. So yeah. That wasn't really that smart. I've failed so many times. I had a business in Gardnerville, Heather, called the Jitterbug, and I sold straight edge music, hardcore music, music you couldn't find anywhere, vintage clothes, and then had a tattoo shop in the back like in 2099. And Gardnerville's not even ready for that now. And so that failed.
I don't even know if Reno would be ready for that, honestly.
I don't think so. So I've definitely failed so many times, so now I'm like kind of seasoned. And then the ice cream shop, we talked about that last show, is now I'm not doing ice cream shop anymore. It's called Arch Society, and it's very lovely. Yeah, there's a lot of cool things going on in Midtown. So don't forget about us during construction. I'm not going to go on a rant this time, but really, we need you locals with everything in us, and we're so appreciative. What song are we going into? Okay, here, you have it right in front of me. No, it's your song. Your song, Heather. What song are you going into?
So this is a band called Le P. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's Anton Newcomb from Brian Jonestown Massacre and members from the Le Mignonas, and those are two of my favorite bands, so they made an amazing rock and roll baby. And this is Last Picture Show on 100.1 The X.
I'm gonna lose you, my baby doll. Can we call a party for a New York doll? it's bad, but I just can't wait till you feel in love when you see my face. While I go to bed, but I'm still awake when you go to bed. Do you sleep like a babe? I just want coffee for breakfast. I just want warm cups of tea. I just might love you forever. I hope you warm up to me. I hope your dreams are amazing. I hope your dreams are amazing. My daddy worked out west and he worked so hard. My mom, she smells like cigarettes and they broke each other's hearts. She says that love is like a chess game and boys gotta do the chasing. But when did I start taking her advice? I raised myself and that's alright. I want coffee for breakfast, I want warm cups of tea. I'm gonna love you forever. I hope you warm up to me. I hope your dreams are amazing. I hope your dreams are amazing. Hope your dreams are amazing. I hope I maybe sneak my way in, I'd like that. Oh, I was really feeling nothing, but you got me feeling something. And it's heartfelt like ice melts when winter turns to spring. And I keep your pictures like a hoarder. I think about you when I sing. Said you can lead a horse to water, but you can't always make a drink. So I drink coffee for breakfast, I want warm cups of tea. I just might love you forever. I hope you warm up to me. I think you might be my angel. Think you might be an angel. I think you might be an angel. I think you might be. All you gotta do is wait for me to get home like Charlie in the rain outside. All I wanna do is see you when I get home like Charlie in the rain outside. All you gotta do is wait for me to get home like Charlie in the rain outside. All I wanna do is see you when I get home like Charlie.
The X. This is the Midtown Sound.
Thank you.
100.1 The X. That was Tennis with a song called Runner. This is the Midtown Sound Show. Heather Puckett and Jessica Schneider from Junkie Clothing Exchange. If you ever hear a song that you want to see what it's called, just go to myradiox.com as it's streaming live, or you can catch it tomorrow on our page, Midtown Sound. So, Jess.
So, Heather.
Valentine's Day.
What do you do? You're the one. I'm single, swinging my thing around. No, I'm kidding. I can do whatever I want, but you have a boyfriend. What do you do for Valentine's Day?
We kind of keep it mellow. We just usually go to dinner. We've gone to the Brasserie a couple of times.
Something sweet.
Yeah. And we're not big on the whole like 8-course Valentine's meal when you're there for 3 hours. That's not really our deal, but it's our anniversary the next day too. So we just lump it together.
That's adorable.
Isn't it precious?
It's precious. The cool thing about Valentine's Day is Midtown has, you know, with local food, you know where your food's coming from. A lot of great places. And I always say Brasserie and Midtown Eat, they have one of the best burgers in the world. But here's the thing. Do something different. Please don't get the Walgreens candy or the 7-Eleven light up rose. Please don't do that, man.
Up roses?
Yeah, they sell like hotcakes. I even thought about having them at the register at Junkie because I'm like, people buy those. And I talked to a guy that worked at 7-Eleven. He's like, I sell them all the time. I'm like, who? What?
Like, who's are they buying? LED or?
You've seen them, right, Jamie? They're light.
They go in the trash.
Yes, it's garbage. You buy that and you throw it away.
So funny. I tell this quick little story about Tony Toulouse. In New Orleans. He's this guy that's been hanging out on Toulouse Street where the new junkie is.
We have a store in New Orleans, in case you don't understand that.
He's been hanging out there since he was a kid, and he's just a character. And we were talking about New Orleans souvenirs. They're, you know, beads, alligator heads, stuff like that. He's all, you buy that, and you throw it in the garbage.
he has a Creole accent, and he is the best. Tony on Toulouse.
He has his own Instagram. You should go check it out.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Tony on the block. Tony on the block, D-A.
And he's been on Toulouse since he's like 5 years old, yes. And he's kind of a street person, and the stuff that comes out of his mouth is hilarious.
So go check out his Instagram and Junkie's Instagram, of course, Junkie Nola, N-O-L-A, and Junkie Reno.
The Junkie Nola is quite smaller than the Junkie in Reno, but it's doing great, and I'm heading there soon. I'm going to Mardi Gras and study it. I get to go to Mardi Gras. I've never been to Mardi Gras. I'm not going to lift up my shirt or
show
my boobs.
Which is crazy because you've been going to New Orleans for the past like 7 years.
Yeah.
You've never been there during Mardi Gras?
No, it's not really appealed to me, but as a business owner, I need to know what's selling. I don't really know the market yet, so I'm going to go.
I'm sure you'll pull your dish out, too.
I might. See, I don't have a boyfriend. I'm like, you guys want to see these 45 sagging-year-old boobs? They'll probably all pass.
You're more modest than you're letting on.
Okay, since we're talking about Mardi Gras, here is Big Chief, Professor Longhair, and Earl King, a very, very New Orleans song right here on 100.1 The X. We'll be right back.
100.1 The X. This is Midtown Sound. That song was by Syl Johnson. It's called Different Strokes. All right, Jess.
Where did that accent come from? Different Strokes.
That's how you have to say it. There's no other way.
Well, I'm Jessica Schneider, owner of Junkie Clothing Exchange. We were talking about, if anyone knows me, I talk in circles and have a bad case of ADD.
She needs medication.
I do. I had medication. I didn't like it because it slowed me down and I wasn't myself. And this is what makes me who I am. And you got to keep up. So I'm sorry, ex-listeners. We were talking about before New Orleans store. We were talking about Valentine's gifts. So don't buy the light up rose, please, because don't do that. But you could buy special things in Midtown that are special. Like Melting Pot's got a lot of cute gifts. On the antique side of Junkie, we have like vintage Valentine's cards. They're so cute and so sweet. Or, you know, a bench, their old couch or a settee or where two of you to sit together. Something really, really nostalgic. Or a Reader's Digest of the year that they were born. Think of something that is special and write a card and say, I'll see you. I could picture both of us sitting on this bench together with a Valentine's card. Like, I believe in buying used and vintage. I like it. It's not even if you buy from me or from Midtown. Midtown, just don't go buy the box chocolate in the light up rose. I'm just giving you some advice.
Yeah, and the chocolate that comes in the heart box, it's so waxy. It tastes like nothing.
Yes, and we have some really good, what's that chocolate place in the basement? I forget the name, forgive me.
Well, there's a Sierra Nevada chocolate down the street from us, right next to the chocolate walrus.
Jamie, what's that chocolate place in the basement? Downtown Reno?
All I can think of is Dorinda's, but that's not in Midtown. That's
Dorinda's is okay. Good, too.
But yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
Gosh.
I'm sorry.
Me too. I'm trying to plug you guys. If you're listening, forgive me. But there's
we'll
local
look it up and we'll put it on our social media. Good. I'll give them a tag.
See, this is what I'm talking about. You got to keep, I'm talking in circles. But yes, we don't buy wax chocolate. There's good chocolate out there. And it's just be more creative. I always say I'm living my life right now, my best life, coming into my own, going through the change, and I really tell the person that you love them in a different way. What song are we going into? They're probably changing the channel now. They're all, this is getting sappy. I love you, Heather. You're my Valentine.
I love you too. We are closing this show out. We will catch you guys next Sunday, every single Sunday at 7 p.m. Midtown Sound from Jess and Heather from Junkie. This is a song that you all know and love, White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane on 100.1 The X.
Get up and tell you where to go.
This is the Midtown Sound, only on 100.1 The X.